Echo Players is preparing to welcome theater lovers to the Vancouver Island One Act Play Festival, running November 5th to November 9th at the Village Theatre in Qualicum Beach. This adjudicated festival showcases a mix of established works and fresh new voices from across Central and Northern Vancouver Island, according to a news release by Echo Players. Each evening features two one-act plays, followed by public remarks from adjudicators Eliza Gardiner and Ward Norcutt, with a final awards ceremony on Sunday afternoon. Festival lineup. November. 5 to 7:30 p.m. Yesterday by Colin Campbell Clements, directed by Alistair McVeigh, Echo Players. A lady and a British officer, late of the Indian Army, find themselves alone, after escaping from a party. They begin to talk about their past, only to discover that they had met, long ago. Going Avocado by Marion Bukert, directed by Gail Tisdale, Echo Players. Five women find themselves in a holding cell after being arrested at a protest. They share the cell with a cynical stranger whose assertions force them to re-examine their moral assumptions. November. 6 to 7:30 p.m. After Effects by Brian March, directed by Barbara Metcalf, Yellowpoint Drama Group. On Remembrance Day, two men meet in a city park. Both of their fathers fought in the war on different sides, and the repercussions are felt years later. The First to Stand, written and directed by Layla Sadeghi. A gripping psychosexual drama about a young actress on the brink of her off-Broadway debut. As she navigates an increasingly volatile relationship with a powerful partner, the play she rehearses begins to mirror her life. What unfolds is a haunting exploration of passion, vulnerability, and ambition. November. 7 to 7:30 p.m. They Glowed Green, written and directed by Kelly Barnum and Sarah Keeley, NDSS Performing Arts. Based on the lives of the Radium Girls, female factory workers who contracted radiation poisoning from painting radium watch dials using the lip dip paint technique. Pop-Tart, written and directed by Ashura Richard, Echo Youth Theatre. T is excited to introduce her boyfriend Nick to her quirky, unpredictable family. But Nick quickly realizes this is no ordinary meet-the-parents night. From awkward dinners and bizarre family games to mysterious energy jam and confusing rules, Nick struggles to keep up without losing his mind. With a secret safe word and plenty of laughs, this one-act comedy explores the chaos and charm of family, love, and learning to fit in, one wild moment at a time. November. 8 to 7:30 p.m. Laundry and Bourbon by James McClure, directed by Dennis Hawkins Bogle, River City Players Society. The setting is the front porch of Roy and Elizabeth's home in Maynard, Texas. Elizabeth and her friend Hattie are whiling away the time folding laundry, watching TV, sipping bourbon and Coke, and gossiping about the many open secrets which are so much a part of small-town life. They are joined by the self-righteous Amy Lee who, among other tidbits, can't resist blurting out that Roy has been seen around town with another woman. Poetry in Motion by director Mary Littlejohn, Nanaimo Theatre Group. Four fictional characters from famous poems show up in a waiting room, unsure of their purpose for being there. When the truth comes to light, they suddenly must fight for their existence. An awards ceremony is set to follow on November 9th. Come celebrate bold storytelling, passionate performances, and the vibrant spirit of community theater. Tickets are available at echoplayers.ca or at the Village Theatre box office.